Okay, supply and demand. It underpins every economic relationship, and it also underpins this year's Nobel Prize for Economics. Two American scholars, Alvin Roth and Lloyd Shapley, have both been honoured by the Royal Swedish Academy for their, quote, theory of stable allocations and the practice of market design. Now, don't go away just yet, because one of the laureates, Alvin Roth, a professor at the Harvard Business School and a visiting professor at Stanford University, joins us now from Stanford. Al, welcome to RN Breakfast, and from all of us, congratulations.
Thank you.
What was your reaction when you picked up the phone in the wee hours this morning?
Sleepy surprise.
But was there, had you been forewarned that this may be on the cards? Was it, did you count yourself as a likely prospect?
You know, I was aware that this was the day they were going to make the choice, and many of my friends like to think that I'm a likely prospect, but I always thought that I was not.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the theory of stable allocations and the practice of market design.
Well, my colleagues and I study matching markets, and when the design part is when they fail, we try to fix them, we try to make them work better. But matching markets are all the markets where you can't just choose what you want, but you also have to be chosen. So think about college admissions, or admissions to other kinds of schools, or labor markets, right? You can't be a presenter on Australian news just because you want to be. They have to hire you. Mm-hmm. They can't just hire anyone they want. They have to compete with other employers. So in lots of markets, people on both sides of the markets have preferences, and that's what determines who gets what.
Okay, so your work is about finding ideal matches.
Well, it's about helping design institutions that find good matches.
Some have said that this work could easily be applied, for example, to a dating agency. Does that make sense?
It does, in fact. I think dating and it is an example of matching. It requires courtship on both sides.
Okay. So how, in a well-designed market such as we're talking about, how would this work? How would the market be designed to achieve an optimum result where the people who are most suited to a position are the people that are, in fact, chosen?
Well, we mostly have no idea who's most suited for a position, but we can ask them what they would like. And so what we often get in the kind of clearinghouses we design are, we ask people, what are your preferences? What's your first choice, your second choice, your third choice? So, for instance, in a number of American cities, we're now assigning children to schools based on the preferences of their families and on the one hand, and the priorities and preferences of the schools on the other. And the idea is to use that information effectively and in a way that makes it safe for families to tell us what they want.
Okay, so this is different from what we often hear from economists, which is notions of trying to perfect markets and make markets more liquid and remove barriers to markets. We're talking about a kind of a very specialized market here, aren't we?
Well, but all markets, I mean, it's not that different. One of the things about, think of us as designing marketplaces to make markets work. So one of the things a marketplace has to do is make the market more liquid. It has to attract enough people so that the market is thick. And then once the market is thick, you have to deal with congestion. If a lot of people come to the market, it might be hard to evaluate all the options available to you, so you have to deal with congestion. And then lastly, you have to make it safe to participate in the marketplace and not to go to a different marketplace or not to withhold information that's needed to find good matches. So those are sort of three of the things that any economist thinks about when thinking about a marketplace. And when you're designing a marketplace, often you get invited in when there's been some failure, and often the failure has to do with one of those three things.
Hmm. All right, it's 3-8. I'm talking with Alvin Roth, the one of the winners of this year's Nobel Prize for Economics. In the 1990s, Al, you applied this theory, which is essentially a mathematical expression, isn't it? It's an algorithm. You applied it to the market for allocating U.S. student doctors to hospitals. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, so that's actually a venerable institution that started in the 1950s before I started studying it. But over time, medical education has changed and the structure of the medical labor force has changed. And so at some point they needed a redesign, and I've been studying that market as an example of an interestingly designed market, and they asked me to direct the redesign, which I was lucky to be able to do. And so today about 23,000, 25,000 positions for new doctors are filled that way each year in the United States. There are some similar markets in the UK. I'm not sure about Australia, how you handle new positions.
No, there. It's relatively similar here.
Mm. There's also kidney exchange in Australia. You know, one of the markets I've worked on is kidney exchange, and there was an Australian doctor, I think his name is Paolo Ferrari, in Western Australia, but now there's a national Australian kidney exchange that's gotten going. So
there is, yes.
Yeah.
You also applied
so something again.
Yeah, you also applied the process to New York City public high schools, trying to make sure that you got fewer students ending up in schools that weren't among their top choices.
Right. So again, the idea is to elicit preference information. You know, you need to know where they want to go, and for that, you have to make it safe for them to tell you where they want to go.
Mm.
And then you want to use that information effectively so that more students go where they wish.
Mm. Well, perhaps I'll make a play for it. I'm saying that if economists, market economists, are saying better markets produce more wealth, and that wealth therefore benefits us all, you'd make a claim, I suppose, for your algorithm as saying that in the end, by improving the marketing and matching people with better choices, you're really increasing the sum of human happiness here, because people are likely to end up in more rewarding situations than they otherwise might have.
Absolutely. We think that we're helping to increase human welfare by getting people into schools they want, into jobs they want, by arranging, helping facilitate more kidney transplants, things like that.
Anyway, congratulations. It's terrific news, and we celebrate here in this country with you. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Alvin Roth, Professor at Stanford University, speaking to us there live from the United States, the winner with Lloyd Shapley of this year's Nobel Prize for Economics.